Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
Big fan of the slags on Dead Men Talking. Welcome to Dead Men Talking. I'm Rob Mulholland, and you know who he is.
Freddie Quinn.
The big fat cunt. How are you doing?
I'm good, mate. Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you, mate. We are celebrating International Women's Day here at Dead Men Talking.
How do you celebrate International Women's Day?
I punch them less. Not totally stopped. You know, I want to let them know I'm still thinking about them.
I don't know anybody that actually celebrates International Women's Day. I don't know anyone that does anything.
Female comedians? Other than... they have a pretty good time.
Other than...
And fucking go get that bad girl.
It's a tweet, isn't it? It's a tweet where you go, like, strong, empowered.
Yeah.
You send it off.
And you just, like, put a picture of your mum. Like, twice a year, a picture of your mum goes on social media. One on International Women's Day. It's the strongest woman I know.
I have never put a picture of my mum on social media, and I would never.
Right. Because I've got a lot of pictures of your mum in my DMs.
Because
she's a fucking swag.
I just don't trust the power of Photoshop.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I also am the same. Like, I don't trust my friends with pictures of my mum.
Yeah. And people are so good at Photoshop now, and they're so quick. You put something out there, and immediately your mum's in the middle of an 8-piece bukkake session.
Yeah, so if I'll find a picture of Freddie's mum, I'll stick it on the Dead Men Talking socials, and then, you know, you go wild.
Absolutely not. I would be... That would genuinely upset me.
Yeah, like, that's why we're doing it.
There's very little that would annoy me, but seeing people deliberately photoshopping my mum into sex orgies.
Yeah, so if you could photoshop a picture of Freddie's mum into an orgy and WhatsApp it to 07520644931.
If you're going to pick a picture, make sure she looks like she's enjoying herself. That's that's my only criteria.
We want it to be a consensual bukkake party.
Yeah. There's a few photos on the internet of a family trip to Lanzarote when I was about 14. Maybe you could use one of those. So that she was having a nice time then.
Yeah, a bit younger then as well, not quite as mingy. Before it all went south.
Oh, don't do that as well with your hands. South.
That was the mind for prolapse.
Oh. Is that what deaf people do for prolapse? I love watching sign language with, like, because to me, sign language doesn't make any sense.
Right. It's like, you can hear.
Why
are you just fucking talking, you fucking deaf cunts?
No, but I mean, it makes sense as a concept.
What's that stick for, you fucking spacker?
It makes sense as a concept.
Right.
But, like, you know, like in language, like, hello, you know, is a word, but then in, like, French, it's like, bonjour, you know, you're like,
yeah,
okay,
aware,
that, and then in Spanish, like, hola, you know, like, whatever. It's easy to learn.
Guten Tag.
Yeah.
German.
Well, actually, nobody really says Guten Tag.
So tag.
Yeah. Or hallo, like that.
Right.
They say a lot of that. No one really goes, it's like how no Irish people really go, top of the morning tea.
Yeah, like, they do when we're not around.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Wait for us to go home.
Yeah, and then, like,
put the little leprechaun outfits.
Right, get your pot of gold out.
Little flutes and they're dancing and doing a jig.
Yeah. Irish people can't stop jigging, mate. Just love it. Getting jiggy with it was actually about the Irish. Will Smith's half Irish, didn't you know?
Fucking hell. But what I was trying to say was that the sign language as a language doesn't make any sense. Because they go, oh, it's dead easy to say hello in sign language. You just point to your right thumb and then wiggle your left leg or whatever. And it's like, what?
That's it.
No, I know that's not it.
It's just hello. Hello! So that's how they're talking.
Wow.
Anyway.
But you understand, like, I have a real trouble trying to fit the
word. I think hello is just that.
What, just a wave?
I would assume so. If they've got anything going on at the sign language council.
There's some names, isn't there, where it's like, oh, Steve.
Yeah, you've got to spell it.
Yeah.
So you go, like, you know, different fingers, different letters and that.
Yeah. Oh my God, Irish sign language must be a fucking cunt.
Trying to spell Neve.
Yeah. What's your name? Siobhan? Because they've never heard
Siobhan. How'd you do that little slanty bit on the eye?
Wait.
Whoa.
They've never heard Siobhan.
Yeah.
So they just hear Siobhan.
Yeah.
So they think my name is Siobhan.
Yeah, I suppose if you've never heard language, you don't know what it sounds like. Yeah. What does it sound like inside their head? Do they have like an internal monologue with like words outside?
Some people.
I know some people don't.
Don't have an internal monologue, yeah.
I wonder if like deaf people don't. I mean, I guess if you were born deaf, I would assume not.
You know, no blind person has ever had schizophrenia.
What?
Have you not heard this?
Nah.
Check now.
All right.
I promise I'm not lying to you. No blind person has ever had schizophrenia.
What, because they can't see the demons?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Curious link between psycom.net. This seems like a legit source. No one who's born blind has ever been diagnosed with schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is really weird.
And they're not, they don't know why. Yeah. They just know that nobody who's been born blind has.
Well, way to go, blind people. That's a nice win for them, isn't it?
Maybe. Maybe because they've never complained because it feels like having mates. So they're like.
Don't take Brian away. I can see his face.
Yeah. So the last thing they want is men to be like, oh, I'm all alone again. This is dreadful.
Yeah, I think blind people have mates.
Like, yeah?
Yeah, they've often got a dog as well, keeps them company.
Fucking hell. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Well, what's bad about that? That is true. Blind people have dogs.
I not follow. All of them. Yeah, but they're not mates.
Well, you know, like, you can be mates with a colleague. You know.
Yeah.
It's true, isn't it? They work together, but, you know.
Little office romance.
Yeah, you can be pals with a carer. I suppose that's what they are, really, isn't it? They're a carer.
I follow some blind people on TikTok, right? And there's one, I think she's called Blind Girl.
How do they do it?
Well, her whole thing.
Do they talk into the phone?
So her whole thing is like, how does a blind girl, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Right.
And it's all of the day-to-day tasks that you take for granted.
It's such a pain in the dick being blind.
Mate, honestly. Pouring a brew is the tensest fucking
thing.
They've
got that little thing in it that beeps, innit? Like, I remember like a blind guy came to my school when I was a little kid and like showed us a couple of those things.
Yeah.
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 Wasn't meant to be there. He was trying to get to the shops.
Yeah. He gave me a lesson in what his life was like and a stamped addressed envelope. I wasn't really sure what to do. But yeah, like...
Want to cast his gyro? Yeah,
like legit. There's another thing as well where I was watching them cook.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh...
Tense, that.
Yeah.
And like, how do you know something's done?
There's label readers as well that will like...
Right, will like read it out.
Yeah, but a lot of it's done off timing and stuff. But then how do you know, like, for example, if you're cooking on a flame or something like that, how do you know how flameful... flame is.
Well, maybe they have like little notches that like click when you get to a certain level of flame. It'd be like, right, put it on 3 notch for 10 minutes and you'll have a sausage.
Yeah, but imagine having that inside your brain to think about the time.
And like, how do you set a timer? You got to talk to Alexa. It's getting easier to be blind.
I bet
now is by far the best time to be blind.
Mate,
surely.
Can you imagine being blind before guide dogs? Can you imagine being blind in the 1500s?
Yeah, Jesus, we have guide dragons. But I think in the 1500s, if you were blind, you were just fucked. It wasn't like anyone was going, right, well, I'll help you make a brew. It was just like, right, well, you know, if you can't work, fucking get
in. Yeah, they just left you in a corner.
Get in the moat.
Get in the moat.
Well, you know, like...
Get in the moat.
Which is
over the... Do you know what? I'll take you. I'll take you to the moat.
Walk forwards. Keep walking. Jesus. What? To left, not other left. But yeah, like, I don't think there was a great care for disabled people in the medieval era. I'm not an expert on this. It may shock you to learn.
Yeah.
But I feel like attitudes towards disabled people were maybe not quite as progressive as they are nowadays.
Well, I even think it's... I'm not an expert either.
Right, from now on, can you just assume that caveat before every conversation?
Yeah, because we're not saying this before every time we speak about anything. I'm not an expert.
But we are, as you well know... Thick as fuck.
Believe you me, if I am an expert on something,
you'll know.
I'll let you know in advance.
You will.
Because you'll hear me go,
you'll get one of those going, yeah, that's true. The neck wattle will start going because he thinks he knows something.
Do you remember?
Did you know blind people can't be mentals?
Well, that's it. That was me expert voice. Yeah. Right. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to get this out.
Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot what I was going to say. Bastard.
Right. So about medieval disabled care.
No. Yes, right. Yeah. So it's got nothing to do with that. So it was about, do you remember Glenn Hoddle? Mm. So Glenn Hoddle used to be the England manager.
Yeah.
I actually can't believe that I'm going to say this out loud. And it was a thing. Because nowadays, the way that the internet works is if you say anything that is mildly sort of offensive or annoying, people will go, I can't believe that their intro for the podcast is. Hello, mate. Glenn Hoddle, whilst he was the England manager, he did a piece in, I believe it was like The Guardian or something, where he was talking about how disabled people are being punished for past lives.
Now, see, I never liked Glenn Hoddle as a footballer or a manager, but I really like him as a guy who talks sense on the disabled. I think his views on that.
He redeemed himself in that moment.
I mean, like, look, you could shove your Euro semi-final up your ass, mate. Now someone's finally telling it like it is. Tell you who's not been getting enough grief lately? The disabled. Really getting full of themselves, aren't they?
Also,
up there on their automatic high horse.
What sort of God is like, listen, you were a bit of a thief in the last life. In the last life, you were a comedian that stole from green rooms. And this year, you're going to come and you've got no toes.
Yeah.
That's your punishment in this life.
It's a weird punishment, isn't it? To be like, right.
It's a weird example that I've just thought off the top of my
random
head.
Random example.
That's got absolutely nothing to do with anything.
It's like you've been dead bad. You've done a sexual assault. That's not okay. That's against the Ten Commandments. So I'm going to punish you by making you win a bronze medal in Paralympic skiing. It's like, what?
Listen, you were a very bad man in a previous life. So in this life, you're going to win Britain's Got Talent.
No, fuck it. Lee Ridley, Lost Voice Guy, is a bad man in this life. He's an awful piece of shit. You know what you did, Lee. You know what you did.
No, but yeah,
he's a good mate.
It took for like an actual like, because he was talking about Buddhism or something,
right? Yeah,
and
yeah.
He just got it. He's totally.
This is it. He's like a real like spiritual guy. He had like faith healers around the squad and stuff.
But he got it totally wrong.
Yeah, yeah. He just misinterpreted what karma means.
And so, but a Buddhist was like, they came out and were like, no, this is completely the opposite. In fact, people who choose a in their thing, people who have that disabled body, they're seen as more karmically aligned, and they're seen as having better karma because they've chosen to live a life a certain, a different way. I don't think
they've chosen shit.
No, I know, but it's not like.
I don't think anyone goes, spider bifida. It's got a little like menu.
Yeah. Like you're ordering it. Yeah.
Like a little glass.
Yeah.
No, I think I'll have my legs working.
I'll have the heart problems to start.
A little aperitif.
Yeah, just to get me in the mood for life. Yeah. A pig heart will do. So,
yeah, that was mad. Like, I can only imagine what Twitter would be like if it was around in 96 when that happened.
Oh, dear God.
Literally England manager. And if Gareth Southgate came out and went, you know what? I just think gays are disgusting.
Yeah. They're actually being punished for a past life.
Well, that's a terrible punishment, giving you a much more fun existence.
Yeah. Listen, you were quite the bad un in your past life. So in this life, you're going to find sitting down to be a right roller coaster.
It's just like you've been awful, actually. A lot of thieving, murders in the past. You know, you've done everything wrong you could have done. You've been totally, you've taken my name in vain. Horrific.
In a past life, you were a musical comic.
So your punishment is you're going to spend your whole life doing MDMA and getting sucked off. What a punishment.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what you probably hate. Wild parties till 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Let that be a lesson to you.
Yeah, hey you, listen, you're going to be really thinking about your actions when you're in a fabulously decorated house.
Yeah, like, I think it's us straights being punished, you know. Yeah. Happy International Women's Day.
No children for you, more discernible income. Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Disposable income.
Oh yeah, disposable. Yeah, discernible.
It's like, I think that's income. But yeah,
fucking hell.
Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International...
It's not when this is released, this is when we're recording.
Happy anyway. International Women's Day to all the bitches out there.
Yeah.
To all my bitches, happy...
To all the hoes, slags and tramps, we love all of you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Big fan of the slags on Dead Men Talking. Like, that's an official policy of this podcast.
Do you know what? I've actually noticed that there are more females interacting with this podcast and being like, I really like it, than I ever could have possibly imagined.
Well, yeah, I think we both assumed it would be guys who look like they stink.
Yeah.
Like you know, like we assumed that. And don't get me wrong, lovely to have you fellas. There's plenty of you.
But also, we have quite a lot of women that look like they stink. So it's really balanced it out. It's really surprised me, basically.
What's good to know with literally everyone in the comments is that they have some sort of deep trauma somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone looks a bit fucked up, which is why, you know, you're our people.
That's how you develop dark humour, though.
Yeah.
You don't, like, there's nobody who's like, oh, my God, right. We were quite middle class. You know, Daddy owned a 4-bedroom house in Surrey, and we had a horse, and it was so nice. It was amazing. And anyway, here's my most funny racist joke.
Unless that horse bummed you when you were a kid. And then you're like, all right, I'm in.
What else has a big dick?
Like, or maybe that's, you know, you're just like, I just need that feeling back. Nothing's ever filled me quite the same.
God. Do you know what I was thinking about the other day? You know, like the stereotype of, you know, black guys having big penises. Right.
Okay.
So apparently, there's
we're on a public episode.
Yeah. Okay. Apparently, there's only some truth in the matter.
Yeah.
Right.
Like very little. Actually.
Okay.
Like, look.
But what's?
Don't tell me you've not Googled average dick size. There is not a man on earth who has not Googled that with a ruler in their hand.
But the thing is because that stereotype is so deeply ingrained, you can't be the black guy that goes, actually, it's a myth.
I know. You don't want to be the one who puts your head above the parapet, so
exactly,
to speak.
Because that is going, right, well, he's got a small cock.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, be like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, maybe, whatever.
Yeah, all of us. But like, it's like Shaq O'Neal, right? Like, a famous thing about, like, there was a thing like, oh, Shaq's got a little dick, was like the thing.
What is it, but relative to his size?
Exactly. Shaq's like nearly 7 foot. He's got a perfectly normal dick, according to, like, you know, an ex-girlfriend of his. It's just that he's enormous. And I feel your pain, brother. I know exactly how that goes. Scale doesn't treat
so
you well.
He's but when you say normal dick, what's like a normal dick size like?
Well, I don't know. Like, I think it's like five to six and a half, I think is the average.
But that's small. On him,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, because he's
an XXL and that's an M.
Because his fingers are fucking more than 5.5 inches.
I don't know, you know, like that's a big old finger.
But he's a
it
big.
It can't be that much bigger than me.
But the thing is everything about you is massive.
Yeah.
But one thing is tiny.
Not tiny, regular size.
Regular size.
I feel like this is very targeted at me because I've you're looking right at me like. And it is true, yeah. I'm a regular in an extra large cut.
So you've got quite a big head, I think. Right. And this is coming from me.
Oh, no, with your fucking Mr. Peanut head.
Fucking Roblox head.
Cutting your head out when I'm making thumbnails is so funny, the shape that it goes. Because if you turn your head sideways, I can just draw a straight line down.
Oh yeah, I have the weirdest fucking head ever.
Yeah.
It's like, do you ever see that episode of The Simpsons? Where
he drinks the tonic, like the baseball.
Yeah. Well, I was actually going for a different example.
Your fucking theme hospital head.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Anyway.
I just have a blocky head.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
But
it's
reckon,
a bit low res.
But I reckon it is an advantage.
Right.
Because did you see the car crash thing?
Yes.
Exactly.
So there was a thing where, like, it was a computer model of like a person who was designed to survive a car crash.
Yeah, and this place basically had a big fat head and no neck and no chin, and it was just a fat block of a man, and it looked so much like me that it was
genuinely like a brr.
But at the same time,
I'll flash it up on screen.
The way that my brain works is in my head, I go, I could survive a car crash. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I look like a computer-generating model of a freak. I go, well, if anything happens, do you know what I mean? I felt like ringing Aviva and being like, listen.
Come on, knock it down.
Let's take something off this quote. Let's shave some bits off. Yes, I've got 3 points, but I'm not going to die. So don't worry about that shit.
Anyway, you were saying about me having a big head.
Yeah, if you had the head of an average person on your body, you'd have a small head.
Yeah.
And you don't go, well, I've got an average head for a moment. Imagine, here's the thing, you've got long everything. Imagine you've got very long arms.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had normal length arms, but on your body. How stupid would that look?
Yeah, it would look a bit like, you know, what medicines did your mum take?
Yeah. Thalidomide.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah.
That's mad, that, isn't it? I remember one of them came to our school.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
But he didn't applaud him at the end. Felt like mocking.
I remember looking, because as a child, you can't really, like, be like, oh, you just look and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Do you know the new Batman? Right. They should do another one where the Batman, the villain is the Penguin. Get a thalidomide.
I'm losing it here. Why?
It's got a little like penguin flippers.
Oh, I don't fucking follow.
Well, he's a penguin. You could have followed that along.
No, but I don't follow like the whole Batman Superman.
No, I don't follow it either. I'm not going like fucking. I'm not like, oh, I've got Riddler away at the weekend.
yeah. But what I mean is, right, is I used to like superhero films, but now every superhero, it feels like they have to have a mental illness, and it pisses me off.
Right.
So I don't like this whole, like, Batman's really depressed vibe. Sure. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah.
Do you want a happy-go-lucky Batman?
I just want a Batman that goes, oh, what's the problem? I've got a gadget for that, so they're all dead. Yeah. That's what I want.
Batman's whole thing is he doesn't kill people. So, you know, that's going to be a problem.
All right, okay. They're all harrowingly crippled.
There you go. Yeah, he does that.
And I'll tell you what. They're all harrowingly crippled, and they have to listen to a 3-hour seminar by Glenn Hoddle. That's their punishment.
Mate, Gotham's Paralympics team must be fucking banging, you know. The amount of them villains he's, like, chucked off buildings and that. And they're, like, athletic. You know.
I didn't know his whole thing was that he didn't kill people.
Yeah, that's meant to be. Yeah. Because his parents got killed. And he's like, I ain't doing that. I don't know.
Is that how Batman? Is that how billionaire Bruce Wayne talks?
Yeah.
I ain't doing
pretty
that.
Pretty much, if you've seen one of the films.
Oh, yeah, he does a lot of the.
I've not seen the new one. It's 3 hours long. I can get fucked.
It's mad as well how he puts on a disguise that covers half of his face, just talks a little bit lower like this. And everyone's like, well, I've no idea who that could be.
Yeah.
It's, no one's, like, look, if you put a mask on the top half of your face and just talked in a lower voice.
I'd probably have to shave my beard.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, but then you'd have to put it back on every time I met you.
That's true, yeah.
And also, you'd be a 6'7".
Yeah, I don't blend in well.
Gangly Batman.
It's not good for me. Like, I always, like, when my mates got in trouble when I was a kid, I was always the one who got nicked because I stuck out and, like, I'm easy to describe.
Yeah.
You know, I don't blend into the group. So, yeah, I can't be Batman. Yeah. Like, that's the only reason.
Like a less successful-looking Stephen Merchant. Is there a child going around that looks like that? There is. It's Rob Mulholland.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What did you get done for as a kid?
We were just, like, real, like, mildly naughty loads. So, like, you know, like, egging, I burnt a car.
Egging was great. Do you know we used to have a guy in Preston called the Dickhead, right? And the reason that he was a dickhead is because he chased us once, right? And if we were bored, we'd just egg the dickhead's house. And it went on for years. I reckon, in the space of about 4 years, from about 13 to about 16 and a bit, I reckon... Probably did him nearly 50 times.
Fucking hell. Yeah, we didn't have a particular target. It was much more random. But I did. We accidentally egged a policeman's house once. That was bad.
Oh, like when the mafia kills a cop.
Yeah, it was that sort of shit, man. So yeah, we did the wrong hit. So we just like we fucking like paggered this house, and we all
paggered.
Just fucking paggered stuff at it.
I've never heard that word.
All right, must be. I assume that's a Yorkshireism then. Just means like battering it.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you know, oh, like. Yeah. I get it. I've just never heard paggered before.
All right. It must be a Yorkshireism. All right.
It sounds like the sort of thing that you'd say about a woman that looks tired.
Yeah.
She looks proper paggered.
Yeah, sort of.
He have been working 20 hours at
I don't know if I'd use it as an adjective. It's more of a verb.
Okay.
Paggering something. Like, I paggered your ma.
I was going to say I paggered your ma then as well. Okay. Yeah. It means to go at something with a vicious with
lots
enthusiasm.
Of vigour. A lot of vigour.
A lot of vigour.
So, yeah, we covered his house in eggs. We all like, you know, we go off down the street giggling. Ha, 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 ha.
I eat proper paggering,
right.
So
bloody else. We've done bloody else. Right, lads, let's go off it. Right, we all
Yorkshire sounds terrible.
It's great. We all wander off, and like we're like going down another street, and we're all giggling and that. And my mates like shout scatter, right, and scatter.
Scatter, because we've baggered.
But I'm pissed, and I didn't really like twig, and I thought everyone was just mucking around. So everyone like dives behind walls and runs off and like, you know, does various good modes of hiding.
Like the rats in Ratatouille.
100%. Everyone's scarpers, but I, like this sort of happens without me really twigging.
Yeah.
So everyone's just sort of gone, and I went like, "Wait!" and jumped in a big edge because it was funny.
Yeah.
Just next to a big edge, so I just jumped in it to be like, "Wait!" and obviously not hidden. And this guy got out of his car, grabbed me, slammed me against the bonnet of his car. And, like, just whispered threats into my ear until the police arrived.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
What did he whisper?
He was just like, oh, he was going to fuck me up.
You're very beautiful. You're very beautiful for a big boy.
Hey, it's that big too.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate, you're going to be disappointed.
Daddy's talking now. Yeah. Daddy's talking.
I remember though, when he grabbed me, a little bit of piss came out because it was like that intense, you know, and I just wasn't expecting it. I was like, whoa. But then, yeah, like I got put in the back of a police van and they left us to stew for a while. Like me and my mate were in the back of this van.
Oh, right. Okay.
In the van. Because like they do stuff like that when they know they can't really do anything.
Yeah, 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 like, yeah, yeah.
Because it's not actually criminal damage because you haven't actually damaged anything. It can be cleaned off.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a very, very low level. Yeah, crime. If it
but they're
one.
Going, they're going. Okay, well, the longer we leave them here, the more worried they're going to be.
Exactly,
they're going to confess. We're going to give them a caution, which means nothing.
Exactly. But I already had a caution, so it meant something for me.
Oh, what double caution?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think I already had a caution and a final warning. I'd had a social worker around my house anyway. So we're in the back of this van, and like we're stewing, and like finally the van door opens, and he's got the egg box in his hand that we've discarded.
Yeah.
And he goes,
evidence.
I know. Like this is like, we're going to be like, oh no.
The jig is up.
Oh no. So he goes like, do you recognise this? We're like, and it's because there's two of us in the van showing off for each other.
No.
We're just like, it's like, I've seen eggs. Yes. But then he's like, so you're telling me if I send this off to the lab, and we dust it for fingerprints, it's not going to have yours on. If I check it for DNA, yours isn't coming up. And I was like, you're welcome to run the tests.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think that's going to the lab, mate.
Like, lads, put the sexual DNA to a side.
Yeah. Put that rape kit down.
Yeah. Listen, stop trying to wash that cum out of them knickers. I've got an egg box here.
This is it.
Needs exact attention right now.
We're just like, it just didn't work on us at all. That's not happening, is it?
I imagine the lab is more tied up doing slightly more important things.
Yeah, like the police in this country are wildly under-resourced. I don't think they're bothering with that. Yeah, in the end,
also, as well, I imagine he wasn't touching it with a glove.
Yeah, I don't know if he was actually thinking on it. Yeah.
Oh, your fingerprints were on there as well.
Yeah, you egg it, did you?
Yeah, you daft twat.
But yeah, he ended up just having to drive us home because that was all he could do. And like, you know, I got a big bollocking off my mum, obviously, for coming home in a police van again.
But like, hey, what you been doing there, son? You been beggaring some bugger's house?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Did you not scatter when lad said scatter?
I didn't know. I learnt my lesson, though, to scatter.
Your whole life's like a Hovis advert in my head.
Yeah, no, like, I didn't live on like a cobbled street at this point. I only got a housing estate.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty cool. But yeah, like, so they're, you know, empty threats from the police.
I remember... Have I told you about me nicking car badges?
No.
So me and my mates...
to do this as well.
We were literally 13 years old. Yeah. So we were quite young. I think I was 12, in fact. We're in year 8 at school. And we decided that stealing car badges was the most fun that you could possibly have.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where there was like a collection, right? And I was selling them at school. So
kids are buying them.
Just idiot kid. Because so
have you got a Vauxhall, mate? I'm jonesing.
So I was, and I mean not to brag, but I was in the cool gang at school.
Oh man, that's really bad news for your school.
What do you mean?
Well, it means that your cool gang was incredibly fucking lame.
No. We were.
Oh,
all
you're
right.
In the cool gang. Like music's overrated.
You are?
In the cool gang, being like music's overrated.
Yeah, but it's cool not to care about things, isn't it? So.
I mean, yeah, but like not music.
Exactly. So,
music it's cool to care about.
Listen, we wouldn't even be having this conversation at school because you'd be on a different table with your fucking people.
I was a floater, mate.
I tell you what you did. You ate your lunch in the library. That's what you fucking did. You had your dinner in the library and one of your mates was a librarian. That's what you did. Anyway, right. So we were nicking car badges and some people were sticking them on. Dave Quick, who was one of my mates, who was the coolest kid in school at the time, he was sticking them on his, you know, the little homework diaries?
Yeah.
So it's
really heavy. Yeah, open your book. Clonk!
It's honestly like a BMW and an Aston Martin on there. And why no teachers were like, what? I don't know. But everyone was like, well, these are clearly quite cool. But then there were too many kids who were too afraid to steal them themselves. Yeah. So I would sell them on for like 50p a time or whatever, or quid if it was a difficult one. And what we'd do is we'd go for like sleepovers at each other's houses and we'd just go out in the middle of the night and just steal all the car badges. Now, one time we tried getting the car badge off a Morris Minor, right? You know those old cars?
I'm aware of a Morris Minor. I can't imagine it would have had that much resale value at school, the badge.
Well, the hood ornament was insane. It's fucking huge. It's not like a little badge. It's like this huge, big metal sweeping thing, right? And it was on this pristine, like, you know...
Someone's pride and joy that they've restored.
Someone's pride and joy that's been restored. It looked incredible. And we were all like, well, we've got to have this. So
we've got to ruin this.
We're hacking it, right? With just like kitchen knives and stuff. We're trying to hack it to try and get it off. But it's welded on. Yeah. It is welded on. But as a kid, you don't go, well, that's welded on. Like, you go, I'm going to just jimmy it harder. So we're trying to get it up. Anyway, right? Can't get it off. What a shame. We go away. A couple of days later, it's been reported to the police. And we also stole the car badge off, what was her fucking name? Hannah Ward. There you go. I always thought she was quite fit. We stole her car badge and she grassed us into her parents, the little grass. She was like, I know who did it. Fuck.
Do we have to beep her name out?
No.
Okay.
Hannah Ward. There you go. What's she gonna do?
Well, it's not about what she's gonna do, it's about whether it's okay.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
She was quite fit.
Yeah, but you've cut right, so I'm sure she'll be delighted that you think that she's fit. I'm sure she's going to be over the fucking moon.
Yeah, well, I've not seen her in ages, so she might be horrible now.
Yeah, so you might have a chance.
No, but I mean, you know what? You know what I found really interesting is the ones at school who were like proper little slaggy sort of like, you know the ones at school...
Happy International Women's Day.
You know the ones at school that you thought were dead fit?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
But... Like, as soon as you left school, but the ones at school that were, like, quiet geeks and stuff, beautiful.
Yeah, blossom. Yeah.
That's
always been my target market. Yeah. You want someone who was a minging teenager who blossomed.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this and you're 14, honestly, pick like a the ones that are gross now will be great in about 4 years.
Not all of them. Some people are just minging the whole
life. Some will
life.
Stay gross.
Some of them are just minging forever.
What you have to do is you have to use a certain amount of nous to work out which ones are going to...
Also, if you are 14 and watching this show, please don't answer any DMs from Freddie. It's not safe. It is not safe.
Don't answer the DMs. Just send the pictures. I don't want to talk to you. That humanises you. No.
I just want to see you as a whole.
Well, three. Jesus. So, car badges, whatever. Yeah. Hannah, beep, grasses us up.
Too late now. That horse is fucking bolted, mate.
She grasses us up to her parents, right? And her parents inform the school. The school drag us all in and see diaries covered in car badges.
You've got like, a bang to rights.
Well, that's all the thing that we need. Someone comes round to my house. A policeman comes round to my house. Mm. My mum and dad let him in. They move my bed, and underneath my bed there's about 40 car badges.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh shit. And anyway, right, my dad was fucking furious because he thought in his head that he was gonna get 40 bills and he was like, fucking cunt. Do you know what I mean? Like thousands of pounds worth of damage. But it was just the Morris Minor. Like, the police were like, we are not arsed about finding out which specific badge this came from.
Sure.
We don't care. Do you know what I mean? But they bring us in for questioning, so we're in the police station, right? And you're 12 or 13, you're a bit worried, right?
Yeah.
And they make
like,
it...
Unless you've had a really fucked up childhood. You're 12 or 13, you're scared in the police.
But you're trying not to be, but you're like...
Scary anyway. I've been, you know, if you're involved with the police in any way, they have the power to fuck your life up, you know?
Do you know what? I was in a magistrate's court a couple of years ago when I got banned from driving, and I knew that they had no powers to do anything to me. But at the same time, I was a bit like, ooh, I'm in the magistrate's court. Do you know what I mean? It's weird. Anyway, right, so I'm there, and they bring us into like a proper room for questioning room.
Yeah.
And they have the whole fucking...
little big tape deck that they go...
Yeah. You know, proper 24 hours in police custody.
And like, they all look like that as well, those interview rooms. They all look exactly the same.
Yeah. We are now interviewing Freddie Quinn. Yeah. Time is blah, 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 blah.
Here's your stage name.
Yeah. Fuck off. So... So they're interviewing us, right? And I have no fucking, like, I'm just, they know what I've done, I know what I've done. So they just spend 30 minutes trying to scare me. And even at that age, I sort of knew what they were doing, but I was like, all right, okay, let's just let it go, right? Anyway, towards the end of the interview, and they were talking about how, you know, you're never going to do this again. You've got a caution now. You've got a caution. And that caution means if you do anything wrong between now and 18, you could go to prison. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're really trying to hype it up. Anyway, they go, before you go, I want to show you something. I want to show you something about what people think of you. And I was like, okay. And he slides over a newspaper article.
Oh, amazing.
And it was in the Lancashire Evening Post. And it was... heartless thieves destroy Morris Minor pride and joy. And it was a full page thing about what absolute scum we were about destroying this Morris Minor. And it was like, we're now interviewing Dave Jones, 63. And he's like, I worked on that ever since. You know what I mean? I can't believe someone had taken it away from me and all this stuff. They've absolutely paggered the bonnets. All, they have. All this fucking shit, right? And they're showing it, and they're like, yeah, but you feel pretty guilty now, but you feel pretty bad.
Yeah, they didn't know
you. It backfired massively, because I was like, we meant the fucking papers. Fucking yes.
This is so instructive as you as an adult.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Some people are saying horrible things about me. Have I annoyed people? Fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, your glee of upsetting people.
I wish I still had the article. I'd have used it for fucking press quotes. Destroyed. Yeah, take that, comedian.
Me and a few of my mates had we had a game where the winner was the first we set a bet. The winner was the first person to get in our local paper, Crime Digest.
Okay.
From then, one of my mates won by vandalising a sign in our in the gardens in our town centre.
Wow.
But yeah, we competed to get in there.
That's an amazing. That's a really good. I think you have to all know the limits. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, well, one of us wasn't coming back. Like, download a load of child porn. That should get me in there.
Just punched an old woman in the face.
Yeah, it was. You know, that wasn't our style of teenage mischief.
No, it was
we were pranksters and mild vandals. You know,
well, people think as well that if you were a bit of a wrong'un as a child, then your parents must have been bad. I know people whose parents were absolutely fucking useless.
Yeah.
That never got into any trouble.
Yeah,
and I also know people whose parents were amazing.
Yeah.
But never fucking
it's true. Like, within my group of mates who were all like, we were stoners and skaters and fuck ups. We're the ones who'd we'd get in trouble all the time. But some of us, there was a couple of them who were middle class lads with nice parents who were still together, who were lovely, But then, my mum's fucking brilliant, but, single parent, so maybe there's that. But, it does wildly vary. It just depends if you're a little cunt or not.
I knew a guy, right, so the dad was a head teacher and the mum was an assistant head. So you think that they had money behind them, but you think as well that they would know how to look after kids. They had a boy and a girl. The boy joined a neo-Nazi group.
Oh, yeah.
And he would go round town and break into people's gardens who, were not white and spray swastikas on the wall.
Bet he got in the Crime Digest. Yeah. It's an easy win, isn't it? do you reckon that...
And in other news, a pillowcase has been put over a bird feeder. Wonder what that could mean.
But do you reckon it was an authority thing? Because his parents were authority figures. He got way too into authority.
Well, I don't know if you know much about the neo-Nazi groups, but they also run on authority.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They don't run off socialist ideologies.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe they got into authority through it. And they're like, right, I love authority. So, let's go be Nazi.
But he was a proper skinhead.
Yeah.
And the daughter became a heroin addict and a prostitute.
All right. So, one out of two is not bad. I'll leave it up to you to decide which one's good.
Do you know what, as well? I actually really liked the daughter. I thought she was dead nice. She's a really sweet girl.
Good news for you.
Yeah, so much easier.
Really available.
Yeah.
Really available.
Yeah.
Even you could afford it.
Yeah, I have £20 here. Let me see your dignity leave your body.
Well, that's the good thing with a prostitute who's on heroin. It does really drive down the price.
Yeah.
It's a really bad bargaining position if the other person knows you need smack.
Yeah, I appear to hold all the cards in the negotiation here, my darling.
Cold turkey, is it?
I see. And how's that worked out? Anyway, I'm just going to...
cold turkey or this hot turkey?
it's cold turkey or warm sausage. Those are your two. Those
warm. Like it's a fucking Greg's pasty. Yeah. This one's just a bit warm, love. Is that all right?
Yeah. A clammy chipolata, anyone?
But it is clammy as well.
It is quite clammy. Yeah.
No, I bet it's a very moist climate.
No, it's not
like a rainforest.
It's not a moist climate, and I'll tell you for why it's not a moist climate. Uh-huh. Because a friend of mine who works as a casualty nurse in A&E.
Yeah.
Right, and she did a lot with COVID and stuff over COVID and that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, that was a big part of the job.
So she told me that the work, like, so I asked what's the worst thing that you'd seen.
Sure.
Right? And her worst thing that she'd seen, and she'd seen this more than once, mm-hmm. was flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, God.
On the gooch.
And
she showed me a couple of pictures, and it is grotesque.
Yeah.
It's like literally... I can't even describe it. It looks like a sort of like someone's. It looks like someone's done an acid attack on your balls. Mm. Like, it's horrific. Are you googling it?
Yeah,
you're gonna really fucking regret this. What is it called?
Necrotizing fasciitis.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So that.
Okay. Let's.
Yeah.
Pop this up here. So we can see.
Yeah, it's horrific, isn't it?
Oh my God. Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, so she said...
Oh, what's that? It's his ass!
What sound was that? Oh, what sound
mate.
Was it? Yeah.
Halloween makeup, that, isn't it? It's
insane.
Oh,
so click on that one there. Click on that.
Yeah.
So it would be like that.
Yeah, but on the gooch.
But on your gooch, yeah. Right? And it's apparently very painful.
Yeah, it looks it.
And it fucking stinks as well. It stinks to high hell. And one of the ways that you get that is by not properly cleaning and drying
right.
that little bit.
So now you're very paranoid.
And so now I'm super paranoid.
Yeah, rightly. Like, we've got a mutual mate who works at a hospital doing like filming, you know.
Yes.
So their job is to like film surgeries and stuff, so they can like, you know, review it afterwards and go, what did we do well, what did we do bad, that sort of thing. So he has seen some wild shit. So like he was telling me I was like, go on, worst one, you know, obviously we're hanging out. I'm like, I want to know the worst one. So what it was there was someone who's like inside their gooch had become like massively infected with a cyst. So it was like ballooning out, right? And like there was a balloon of like taut, really thin, taut skin on the gooch.
Ow.
So like bear in mind, like the way the camera's set up is they're on the table like this.
Yeah.
Like legs apart, and the camera guy is here.
Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day. Camera guy's here, looking straight down the barrel.
Right? Oh, no.
Filming like this. And apparently, they went to start the surgery, and, like, he knew it was going to be a bad one because there's loads of doctors watching, right?
Yeah.
They've got, like, you know, they've got, like, a viewing thing, and it's full. So he knows it's, like, fucked up.
Yeah.
So the doctor, it's like comedians. We only watch people really die.
Yeah.
We're in the green room.
Yeah, no one's watching it for the doctor's fucking skill, are they?
Exactly.
They're going, fucking hell, that's a tough crowd, that
one.
He is going to fucking struggle here.
Mate, this was like doing a fucking Christmas Eve gig for the army. Right, this one.
Really?
Apparently, as soon as the scalpel touched it, it just went, blah! And just... He describes it as like several buckets worth of infected pus just rocketed out, covered the doctor, covered the camera guy, covered everyone. It's the worst smell he's ever smelled. And like, they just had to like, everyone's like having to run out to be sick.
It's like Monty Python's The Meaning of Life when Mr. Creosote has that one extra fucking... Are you sure, sir? You would not like one more tiny little mint?
Yeah.
Fuck off. And it just explodes.
Yeah. It was a full-on, like, plah!
That's the day where you go into the staff showers, you shower off, and you tender your two-week notice.
Yeah. Still doing the job.
At what point? I think that's psychotic to be like, nah, I just love the game.
Yeah, I think he quite likes his job, by the sounds of it.
Speaking
not,
of...
Not that day, I assume.
Speaking of difficult gigs.
Oh, yeah.
So I was in London this weekend. Got the train down, right?
Oh, yeah. I saw a little thing about this.
Got the train down, right? And the train down was quite busy.
This is a regular feature, I feel like. I feel like this will become a regular feature. Freddie making friends.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you often go out in the world and have lovely interactions with people where you just bond, don't you?
Yeah.
You're just that kind of guy.
Yeah.
You just really, like, get on with people.
I misjudge social interactions, I think.
Yeah, because you are a sociopath.
Yeah. But... But only I only tend to misjudge them when people are making small talk. I don't tend to misjudge.
You don't really do small talk though. Like, you know, you'll start chatting to someone and just be like, "Have you ever seen necrotic fasciitis?"
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I bring that in quite quickly. But right, so we're sat on this train. It's a busy train, right? And opposite me is this young woman, probably late 20s. Early 30s, and she's already started talking to me about why she's going down to London and stuff like this, and she seems quite nice. I've got 3 hours on the train.
Yeah.
The Wi-Fi's poo. If I have to talk to somebody who doesn't seem like an absolute fucking anus, my God.
Wow, you really run out of ideas halfway through that sentence, didn't you?
No, I meant to say anus the first time, and then I said anal by accident.
Yeah.
I was like, what else can I say now? And in my head, I was just like,
you didn't have enough time, did you?
I was just too tired to fucking
painted
finish
yourself
it.
Into a corner. Your
anyway.
Little hangover brain.
Yeah.
Just say it again.
Second time. Go. So, she was telling me she was going to see Dieter Von Teese.
Oh, yeah.
And I said,
Marilyn Manson's former partner.
That's literally what she said.
Yeah.
So I said, I've never heard of her. What does she do? And she said,
Burlesque dancer. Yeah.
And Marilyn Manson's former partner. I was like, oh, right. Okay, cool. You know, blah, blah, blah.
So I bet she's got some real fun stories about that.
Anyway, she's got a suitcase in the suitcase rack opposite the table, right? And her suitcase and another suitcase on there are identical. It's the same suitcase. And she's quite worried about them getting mixed up. So whenever anyone comes on, and the train's just started at Lime Street, there's people coming on. Whenever anyone comes over, she does a little speech about, oh, don't move them too much because we've got identical suitcases and, you know, we don't want to get them. Oh, can you not just move? Can you just leave those two because they're identical? You know, that thing, you know. And she's not doing it in a Karen way. She's doing it in a, oh, my goodness, what are the odds? Because I'm very sweet, you know. And so after the third time of somebody coming over and trying to use his suitcase rack and her, she goes, I think I'm just going to tie something round the thing. So she finds like a lanyard in her pocket and ties it round the suitcase. And I said, thinking that we were carrying on with the fun banter that we'd had, hey, I said, wouldn't it be funny if you tied it round the wrong one?
Yeah.
Like, you know, because she'd taken this much effort
exactly
to do it.
It would be a funny misunderstanding.
Yeah. And she looked at me, total expression changed, her demeanour changed. She looked at me, she went, I don't think that's very funny. And that was the end of it. And we did not speak for 3 hours. 3 hours. And we were sat opposite each other. So just had to look at her face for 3 hours while she's looking out the window like this, giving me fucking side eye. And I'm like, oh my God.
That's so funny.
Tense as fuck, mate. Do you know, on the way back, get this, on the way back, the train was fucking rammed. There was somebody in my seat, was a little child, like 3 years old.
Yeah.
And I went to them. I said, I think that's my seat. And the mum who was next to me went, oh, he's going to have to go on my lap now. And I was like, yeah. That's what is going to happen.
Feels like a you problem.
Yeah, because you didn't pay for a ticket for him.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to, which is fair enough. But there you go. So I'm sat there. And she's got this fucking kid on her lap the whole train back, and she has enough food to feed a fucking army. She has like...
Or one quid.
Well, right, it's about 15 quids worth of Tesco food.
Yeah.
So it's loads of, like, chicken satays
and,
you know...
Little pork pies. I'm aware of picky food.
She's got loads of that, right? The kid is at that age where he wants to drink. He wants to be the one that drinks. He wants to be the one that eats, but he doesn't necessarily have the motor functions to deal with it. So there's fucking coke flying everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's a real party.
There's fucking little crumbs and stuff going on, and I'm just huddled up in this corner, and I was just fucking...
I'm glad you had a bad time.
Stewing. Anyway.
I really hope that girl from the first journey accidentally finds this podcast. Can you imagine? If she doesn't find the funny mix-up with the suitcases funny... Imagine how she'll deal with this shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If suitcase mix-up is too far for you.
Yeah. Then the intricacies of Glenn Hoddle's disabled fucking thing. She's not going to be like, well, you know, it was interesting. I learnt. Anyway, I was doing these gigs in London, right?
Yeah.
And on Saturday, I did 5 gigs.
Yeah.
3 of them were bottomless brunches.
Yeah.
2 of them were at the same place.
Uh-huh.
They're in Waterloo. They're on a rooftop bar.
Yeah.
It was fucking dreadful. Like, yeah, like you can't even, I can't even put into words how bad it was. Yeah. Right? So we get on. You're going to love this story so much. So the first one, there's about 50 people there. The second, it's packed out. It's so busy that they've put people in a different room behind the stage where they can't possibly see or watch or enjoy comedy. There is no way of them watching
it. So that they're behind the stage?
Yeah.
And, like, is there a window?
What, sorry?
Is there a window?
It's fucking frosted. They can't see.
Can they hear?
They can hear through one speaker.
So they've got one little speaker, they can't see you at all.
Yeah.
And they're just like, so they're like listening to your album.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, dreadful. Right?
So can you hear them?
You,
still?
Yes.
Right.
And it's loud. They're everywhere. There's so,
sorry,
many
these people.
People,
these drunk people didn't stop talking.
Do you mean
when there wasn't a comedian in the room with them?
The people at the Bottomless Brunch, yeah, did not stop. So, I mean, I said this, right, and I stand by it. I said, the only reason I'm here is because you guys drinking bottomless drinks for 2 hours on a rooftop at 12 o'clock is sad, unless you have a reason to be,
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you've all pretended like you're here to watch me. But look, if I suddenly fucking stopped my set, I don't think any of you would even notice. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas if they said last orders at the bar, it will be carnage. So anyway, I'm doing my set. It's dreadful. The mic...
I've seen it before.
The mic is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. It's a wireless mic,
yes,
which, first of all, is dreadful.
Yeah, so, like, for people who aren't aware of this, comedians fucking hate wireless mics, and the reason is they always break, and ones with wires don't, yeah, very often. It's
even
just
if,
that.
Even if they go, look, my new wireless, it's actually a wireless system. It costs £10,000. Yeah. It's like, it'll break.
I was like, can I have the one with the cable in that, yeah, doesn't have a chance of running out of battery?
Yeah, 30 quid, mate, one with the cable. I'll take it every time.
Every single time.
Every time. They think that comedians want to go around to all the tables and be like,
I know, hey, like we're a fucking close-up magician.
No.
It's like, you don't even move like 3 centimetres when you're on stage. You are the most immobile being.
Oh, yeah, I don't move at all.
Yeah.
I don't move. Here's how little I move.
Yeah.
I used to only move to put the mic stand in the corner.
Yeah.
And now I've stopped doing that.
Yeah, now you just sort of chuck it behind you.
No, I just I just put it next to me and lean on it like a little stick. Because I'm
so
that.
You don't even have to support your own weight.
Yeah, that's how lazy I am. If I could find a way of not having the effort of talking,
sure,
and just having my words fall out of,
yeah,
my face.
Yeah, you could lie down on stage and just hold a mic to your head.
Yeah.
You would do that,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, in many ways, if I could find a way to take what Lost Voice Guy is doing and apply it to my own thing, and I could just press play and fuck off.
I think people would think you were taking the piss, though, if you did it.
Yeah, well, this is it, exactly. Yeah.
If you can talk.
In many ways, that man's a genius, because, yeah, I can never be arsed. Anyway, right. The thing is with this thing is it's a good job I don't move, because the mic has such bad feedback that there's an imaginary, I'd say, 2-foot circle.
Yeah.
And if you step out of that even an inch, it does that, but consistently. It doesn't just go, whoop, it goes,
right.
Consistently,
yeah, yeah,
right? So it's the gig is appalling. It's unplayable. We might do 20 minutes.
I reckon I'd rock it.
We do 10 to 15 each. It's just appalling, right? There's me closing them. There's Jack Gledow opening them. And then there's Joe Boar comparing.
Right.
So
it's not a bad bill.
Right. Well, look, they're not there for it, so yeah, who cares? All the tables are, you know, those benches type things that you get in cafeterias,
yeah,
but they're not set out horizontally, they're set,
yeah,
out vertically, so half the people can't possibly look at you.
Yeah.
It's a disaster, right? But it's bottomless alcohol, that's what they're there for. And it's one of those where you stand in the corner and you just go, yeah,
and it's bottomless. And like, also, what you got to remember is, like, you might think, like, oh, like, people in, like, the north would be worse at, like, a bottomless brunch thing. No, they're the one thing that London is more rowdy for, because booze is so expensive in London. If you've got an open bar for a bit, you've got to make the fucking most of it.
Totally.
So people are drinking like it's the Titanic sinking at these things.
It's 40 women in their 40s drinking like women in their 20s.
Yeah.
That's what it is, basically. Yeah. And stags.
And then
as
you've
well.
Got to go and do nuanced concepts to them.
Yeah. Oh, I talked about Russia and Ukraine. It went straight over their fucking heads. Yeah. Anyway, right? This is where it gets really funny. So we both die twice. Obviously, of course, we die, right? But after the comedy, they want the MC to do a round of bingo. Right?
So Joe's got to go do bingo.
Yeah, but they didn't have a bingo machine.
Oh, amazing.
So what had to happen? No. So what happened was he went on stage and just shouted out numbers.
Why wouldn't you get like? Why wouldn't you just get like a bingo app on your phone?
I don't know. He didn't think. So he just.
Why did no so one like, think? So why didn't you think?
Because I wanted to see it happen. So he goes on stage in front of 100 pissed people. Right, guys, we're gonna do the bingo. Ready? Okay.
34.
Literally that. 2 and 6, 26.
Oh my god!
Top of the shops, blind 90.
He should have done a little mime like he was doing it. They wouldn't have noticed. We're like,
mate, it was so fucking funny.
That's hilarious.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Wow.
I hate London with a passion.
Yeah, it's fucking hate London. It's like the worst place to gig, isn't it? By a mile.
It's not necessarily that. It's I feel very much like. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going.
Right. You know what I mean? See, I know London well, like, because I used to live there. And, like, when I did, I was a charity fundraiser for, like, a year and a half. So I was in different bits of London every single day for a year and a half. So I know.
Wait, like a chugger?
Yeah, I was that for ages, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Horrible, horrible job. Really hard. But, like, it was reasonable pay, and it meant I could, you know, live.
How much did they pay you?
About, well, it depends on the job, between £10 and £12 an hour.
Really?
Yeah, which for someone with zero qualifications, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
And also as well, you've got like quite an impressive wingspan.
Yeah.
So you can bother people at quite a large radius.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I know London well, so that isn't my issue with it. I know it well and I hate it.
It was there was a tube strike on Thursday as well.
Yeah.
Got stuck
brutal.
In that. Took me an hour and 45 minutes to get from London Euston to the Comedy Store. It was fucking dreadful. And somebody went, you could have walked it faster in that time. And I was like...
You couldn't, to be fair. Like, a person might be able to, but not you.
But also, as well, I'm not turning up to the store like...
You're like that when you're walking from the tube stop to the store. So I've just gone past the M&M store.
Do you know that M&M store? You know, there's a secret cocktail bar at the top.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's great.
I saw it on TikTok.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
We've got to get a really expensive M&M cocktail.
Well, yeah. But it's like blue and that, and it's got little things inside.
Sounds shit.
Yeah, but it's secret.
It's not a secret, though, is it? It's on TikTok.
Yeah, but...
You know about it. That's how fucking secret it is. It's not secret if you're aware of it, is it?
Well, I do love a gossip, so it was secret until I found out.
Some cunt posted it on TikTok. It is not secret, mate. Like, the word secret is not what should be applied.
Oh, I like little fucking speakeasy type things.
Sure, but the fucking bar in the fucking M&M store in Leicester Square does not count.
Yeah,
as big a speakeasy.
Yeah, but you've got to move through like a... You wouldn't be able to find it.
I bet I could find it.
No, you couldn't.
I bet you. Right, next time we go to London, I'm going to send you a video of me in that bar.
Right, okay. But yeah, but you can find it if you check your phone, but...
I've got a phone.
Yeah, but if you...
Yeah, so I can. You can't say, you know, you can't use your eyes.
Yeah, right? but you wouldn't have gone into the M&M store and gone, I wonder if there's a bar here.
No, I wouldn't have gone into the M&M store.
So now that you know about it,
Don't want to go. The only reason I'm going to go is to prove you wrong.
I'd fucking love it if you couldn't find it.
I'd just never tell you.
But yeah, exactly.
I'd never You'd tell
know, you. You go, oh, yeah, I went in, but...
Well, I didn't have time to go M&M store, actually, so I didn't bother.
Yeah, I spent 4 hours doing something
just
else.
Just watching a human statue in Leicester Square.
Oh, fucking hell, man. Fuck, man.
Yeah, but I go do Vauxhall Comedy Club's like unlimited booze gigs.
Yeah, I did two of those.
I think they're better, to be fair. Like, I've done a few of them that are
they're better organised.
Yeah, some of them are wild, but like they're not like, you know, if you've done Northern Club comedy, it's fine. You know.
Yeah.
And I do quite enjoy that when I go do those, like all the like London acts are shit scared because it's like a pissed rowdy audience. Yeah. And I'm like, I've done Hot Water Comedy Club at 11 p.m. Yeah. I'll be fucking fine.
I believe this is Saturday. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Do you have the same thing when you're in London where I'll get a proper chip on my shoulder? I'm like, I am going to fucking body this gig.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
show
yeah.
You. I feel like I'm representing the North and I want to go fucking end their gig.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ready for war.
Yeah.
Every time I come on.
I love smashing it in London and just walking off like, that's what we fucking do, mate. It's what we do.
It's just how we...
Welcome
how
to the fucking North, lads.
Yeah. None of that fucking self-introspective bollocks round.
Oh, with your fucking whimsy. Fuck off. Have some punchlines, you cunt.
You can keep your awards.
I'm going to go fucking pagger this gig.
Yeah. I'm going to pagger it to death. And they go, well, I'm actually just going to go and record a TV. Shut up
with your fucking money, you cunt.
We have a special announcement end the show on.
Oh yeah,
you ready for this?
Oh yeah.
Rob is... Do you know what? There's so many options. To
I know.
Go with that.
I just saw you, like, you hadn't committed to one. That was the problem.
No, I hadn't.
I was like, oh, what's he going to do? And, like, unfortunately, you were the same.
Yeah.
You
know? Trans, gay, Jewish.
I know. You could have just picked any.
Racist.
Just any, you know.
Rob is a trans, gay, Jewish racist.
Yeah. Look out for me on the next series of Mock the Week. Mate, I'd love to be a trans gay Jewish racist. Do you imagine like how much money I would have right now if I was a trans gay Jewish racist on the internet?
I don't know, let's see.
Because if you're a racist one as well, it means you can go and do all, like, you know how like the EDL like love it when a black guy joins, because they could be like, hey, we're not racist, we just don't like Muslims.
We've got some good ideas, actually, that's why he's joined.
Exactly. So I could be like the alt-right version of that. If I was a racist but I was also a trans gay Jewish person, mate, they'd fucking fall over for me.
You reckon?
I don't know. Do you actually? That's the one. No,
I
think trans gay, they'd be like, all right, actually, that makes us look very progressive and modern. Yeah. But they'd be like, ooh, a Jew.
Yeah.
Traditionally, the racist groups don't like the Jewish.
No.
They've got a sticky history.
That's the one that they go, ooh, like that. And then they go, ooh, Israel or something like that. They go, Zionism or something. And they go, and you go, what do those words mean? And they go, ooh, no.
I heard it in a Bob Marley song.
Yeah. Just don't like.
Something about lions.
But yeah, the announcement is that we are going to start doing live shows.
Yeah, we're going to do some live roasts. We're going to do like... So, we've got dates for this, we'll tell you in a minute, but what we're going to do is we're going to, at the historic Frog and Bucket in Manchester...
Northern Institution.
It's one of like the best comedy clubs about. We are doing dead men roasts. So we're going to do like roast battles. We're going to get some of our mates to come and be horrible to each other. Me and Freddie are going to judge the battles. We might get a guest to come judge with us, we think.
Yeah.
And we're going to basically, we're going to be horrible cunts to people who try to be horrible cunts to each other.
Yeah.
We're just going to sit and cunt them off.
Yeah.
And you're all invited.
You're all welcome to come. In fact, if you head over to Dead Men Talk Pod, is it Talking and Talk?
No. So basically, the way to find it at the moment, we'll put the the tickets aren't out or anything at the moment. It might be by the time this goes out.
Yeah, by the time it goes out.
By the time it goes out. Anyway, check on our Twitter or Insta or whatever. There's a little link tree. If you click on there, there'll be a link to tickets.
There's one May the 18th, and June the 15th.
So we've got those two in at the moment. If those two are successful, we're going to keep doing them at the Frog. So yeah, I think it's going to be loads of fun. So come on down to those. We want to see a load of you guys there because you're the sort of people who get what we do.
It'd be lovely to see. And also as well, it's only a fiver.
Yeah, it's a fiver. There's going to be like six comics roasting, plus three of us judging. It's going to be a proper good night. We're going to make it dead fun. We're trying to like do loads of stuff with it. It's not just going to be like... Yeah. We're trying to make it like a whole like vibe. And
oh, we have got plans for it. We've got belts ideas. We've got drops and fucking...
we've got all sorts of stuff.
Music drops and shit.
Also, if you're nowhere near Manchester, obviously this goes out around the world. If you're nowhere near there, we're going to put it out in some way. We're going to find a way to put it
out. That's
it.
We're going to find a way to get it filmed, put it out, and then there'll be content for you. Extra delicious content.
But, come see it live, though, because that's the best. And you get to see the jokes that even we think can't go on the internet.
Yeah, there'll be a certain amount of clippy, clip, clip, choppy, chop, chops.
I have been at events where Freddie has done jokes that haven't been able to go out behind paywalls. Right. That's genuinely true. There have been jokes where I'm like, look, we can't even put this out to people who want it.
One or two.
I know exactly which ones they were. We won't be repeating them.
No, we won't. There's one that I might be able to work around the context of, but
sure, and there's a couple definitely not.
No. So... Not even the context would get me in trouble.
When I saw it within context, I, who is a horrible cunt, was like, fuck. So, if you want to see some shit like that, come down to the live shows. Yeah, they're going to be ace. So, well excited about them. Things are going to be a lot
they're
of fun.
They're going to be loads of fun.
They want to say it to me as well, like, this is the first ones we've recorded since we've released the pod. Like,
yeah.
Because we recorded a bunch in a go. And, like, fucking thank you for, like, how awesome everyone's been. It's so nice, isn't it?
It's really good.
Feedback's been amazing. You've been awesome. Like, it's just dead nice that, like, there's other fucked up cunts out there.
I do quite like a community of people that all have seemingly nothing in common other than the fact that they smell and share the same sense of humour.
Yeah, it's great. Like, there's a real, like, thing happening.
We should get a Discord server going.
Yeah, we'll get something like that sorted.
We can sort of, like...
Sam will set one up.
Nice.
All these things are coming. We decided we were going to do this last year, then we decided we wouldn't. And then we went, actually, let's do it. And we just did it in like a week.
We've really
rushed it out. So we're catching up on stuff like that.
It's literally a shame to let that branding go to waste.
I know. Because
it's
a beautiful logo.
A lovely logo.
Yeah. Which we will slap on all sorts of tat at some point. But
yes. That's another thing at the live show. Gonna be trying to sell some fucking merch.
Yeah. We're going to try and get some little merch together. So come to the live show if you want some of that.
That'd be lovely.
Is that everything?
We'll call it.
Is there anything else we need to say? Oh, yeah. If you want to WhatsApp us some videos, we're going to actually, on the next video, on the next episode, I've got some stuff to show you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's 07520 644 931. What we want from you is send us weird, fucked up, gross shit. Some of you have really nailed it. You'll see on the next episode, some people have really nailed the tone.
Yeah, I saw one of them already, and it made me go, ugh!
Yeah, like, that's what we're after. So thanks for those, and yeah, follow us on the things, and we'll see you again another time.
Bye!
Bye, fuck off.